KSL In Depth, Lockheed's stock took a hit over a tweet by President-elect Trump trashing the F-35 fighter. Trump says the program's costs are out of control, but not everyone agrees. Defense Secretary Ash Carter defended the Lightning II while discussing the delivery of two of the planes to Israel today.
Of course, there's no better symbol of the U.S. commitment to Israel's security than the F-35. The most capable aircraft in the skies.
The F-35 is very important to Utah as Hill Air Force Base houses the planes and serves as a primary service center. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says the rollout of any new fighter has hiccups.
The F-35 has overcome many of the inevitable problems that occur when fielding any new fighter. Thanks in no small part to the extraordinary work of the men and women at Hill Air Force Base, the F-35 is now operational and ready for combat.
Hatch says he's going to talk to the president-elect, hoping to change his mind about the importance of the F-35.
I've been in regular communication with the president-elect on a number of issues related to his agenda, including national security. In future conversations, I plan to emphasize the superior capabilities of the F-35 and the indispensable role the aircraft plays in the national defense strategy.
Trump's F-35 tweet came just days after he also slammed Boeing over the cost of its contract with the government to build a new Air Force One. You've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45.